You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross, and I'm pleased to welcome back our friend, Dr. Moses Fritz, and also an old friend who's been on at least at one time before. It's Dr. Tanya Romero Gonzalez here to discuss a very unusual, a trippy film provided by Cinema International this week. It's The Queen of Spain. Welcome.
Thanks for having us back.
So, where to begin with The Queen of Spain? Is there a big American movie that we could easily draw a parallel to in any sense that could prepare people for what is a kind of a film within a film?
Oh, wow.
Yes, well, let me think. Yeah, there are definitely a lot of films that do this film within a film aspect, but there are actually a lot of connections between the American cinematography within this film, because there are a lot of historical connecting factors and references to Hollywood, mm-hmm. because the protagonist is coming back from being a successful Hollywood actress. So there are references to Cary Grant, Rita Hayworth, the historical aspects that were going on in Hollywood at the time. And we have two actors, for those of you who are familiar with The Princess Bride, of course, who are featured in this film too. So there are many, many historical connections there between Hollywood and this Spanish film, which is one of the attractions about it. It has many different layers. You can watch this film just as an entertaining film, but there are multiple layers those familiar with popular culture and history can draw more upon, but it's definitely appealing to a broad audience.
Is it important to have some working knowledge of who Francisco Franco was and his regime to appreciate this movie, or could you just watch it as a complete neophyte?
I think you could do either one. It's a really well-made film that works on both levels. So there is a lot of insider knowledge that could enhance your understanding of the film. For example, the whole premise is that Francisco Franco, the dictator of Spain, wants to make a movie about Queen Isabel, the Catholic, who was the Queen of Spain in the 15th and 16th centuries, and succeeded in uniting Spain for the first time with her husband Fernando the Catholic. And so Francisco Franco adopted a lot of the symbology of the Catholic kings. In fact, the first image you see of the film is a yoke for oxen in front of a bunch of arrows. And this was a symbol of Isabel and Fernando, the Catholic kings. So he adopted a lot of the symbols of the Catholic kings as part of his own regime. And also another aspect of the film that viewers should be familiar with is that a lot of it centers around construction of what is today a rather controversial monument in Spain called Valle de los Caídos, Valley of the Fallen. It's a giant monumental cross with a basilica inside dedicated to the fallen of the Civil War, specifically the fallen on the side of Francisco Franco and the Nationalists. In fact, today, Franco is buried in there. So the Valley of the Fallen figures prominently in the film. And so these symbols have a very powerful meaning within the Spanish historical and cultural context.
And so Penelope Cruz plays a famous Hollywood actress from the 1950s who mm-hmm. used to live in Spain and is now going back to take on the lead in this film within a film. Is that kind of mm-hmm. the gist mm-hmm. of it? And she actually has to come face to face with the reality of the Franco regime. Is this a comedy?
It is. That's a very Spanish thing to do, to take the dictatorship, the Spanish Civil War, and make fun of it, even though it was this tragic event that even today you can see the repercussions. And not only that, it's not clear at the beginning, but throughout the film you learn that this actress, Macarena Granada, her dad was in prison during the Civil War, and he died in prison. So I'm not gonna tell you what happens at the end, but it was this final scene. There is an encounter between the actress and the dictator himself, which is almost unheard of in cinematography. You know, every time the dictator appears, you know, it's like from behind. You know, there is almost no face to him, but now we see him. And they have a conversation, and her final words, and I'm sure the subtitles don't do justice to what she says, but a lot of Spaniards saw this conversation and the last words that she tells the dictator, like, finally someone saying what a lot of the population wanted to say. So I'm not saying what she said, but that's for you to see, to watch the film. But it was definitely like a cathartic aspect of the film for a lot of the Spanish population. Not everyone, of course, because this is definitely controversial. Mm-hmm. Like Dr. Fritz says, the population is definitely highly divided about the Spanish Civil War and the dictator. Definitely, yes, it is a comedy, although there are many dark moments in the film. But that's part of our culture. That's how we deal, you know, with death and tragedy. And of course, you know, there is a time frame that allowed, you know, for the population and for culture to represent this in this manner. This wouldn't be possible, obviously, 40 years ago, but now it is.
Was this commercially successful when it was released?
It was commercially successful, but it was highly criticized. And there was actually a very active boycott to the film. And it was highly controversial because the director, Fernando Trueba, who is a very well-known Spanish filmmaker, and he was actually the second filmmaker to gain an Oscar, an Academy Award, the second Spanish film that got an Academy Award for Best Foreign Film for Belle Epoque. But, you know, when this film was released in 2017, 2 years prior, the director was awarded the National Cinematography Award in Spain. And during the speech, he made a reference saying, he said that he never felt Spanish. So this was taken out of context, and it probably wasn't the best scenario to say this comment, you know, when you're giving the national award. But, you know, that didn't sit well with a lot of people, and they actively, you know, through Twitter protests, they actively boycotted the film. It did well. It was successful, but there was this tainted aspect, you know, with the political aspect. And of course, everything that is going on currently in Spain with the national movement also took this as an opportunity to engage with the film in a political manner. So that, again, there are many different aspects, even the context of the film being released in Spain, that make this a very special film.
Runtime is in excess of 2 hours. Is it, as I would call it, a good watch?
It is a good watch. It is a good watch. They keep it light, which is amazing considering the subject matter. So there's a lot of humor in there. It's also sort of a visually stunning film. I mean, really just beautiful sets, beautiful costumes, great acting. And there's some really interesting scenes that mix English and Spanish. And so in addition to getting a, you know, an insight into Spanish culture, you also see how American culture is viewed from outside. There's also a very funny scene between, believe it or not, Penelope Cruz and digitally enhanced Kirk Douglas. I think people will enjoy. Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny.
So it's showing Thursday and Friday evening. You always have a discussion after the film. Do you have any idea where you would like the discussion of this film to lead?
I think we'll talk a lot about contemporary Spanish politics and about the post-war period after the Spanish Civil War and the Second World War. I think also we'll talk a lot about how American culture is perceived abroad and how American foreign policy is perceived abroad, because that's also a very important aspect of the film. So I think there'll be a lot to unpack and talk about.
Well, it seems fascinating. Moses, Tanya, thank you so much for coming by and talking about The Queen of Spain
with me
today.
As always, thanks for having
us.
It's always a pleasure to be here.